So true. Yeah, and actually another thing I like to do is sometimes buy a really nice gift and then for 1 year and then maybe for the next year or two don't buy the person a gift. For example, like maybe 1 year I bought my landlady, who I'm very close to, I bought her an iPad. I'm like, oh, she's kind of older and she never had had an iPad, so I bought her an iPad. But then the next year I didn't buy her something really expensive. I bought her like a box of chocolates or something, you know?
In that case, like I think it would create a problem because once you give someone really special thing, then the next year they will expect something more, you know?
Yeah.
So like it'll be really disappointing if they get something that's not very valuable than it was the year before.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to climb back from that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
After an iPad, it would be bad.
Yeah, though she's a really nice woman, and she definitely, I don't think she thinks that way at all. So she's actually better at giving me gifts. She's always giving me gifts. So, have you gotten any gifts recently for anybody? Are you already planning to get your gifts for the end of the year?
I actually just presented a pair of shoes for my friend because it was her birthday. But then the thing is, we don't really celebrate New Year at this time of year. It's kind of different for us because we celebrate the lunar
Right, which is in
year.
April, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
So I've not really thought about like Christmas gifts or anything.
So in your country, in Nepal, like when do people give gifts? On what occasions?
Yeah, during our New Year and during like we have a lot of festivals. So more than like gifts, we just invite people in and we like, gather around and eat good food. That's it.
Yeah, that's the best.
Yeah, I believe so too.